These are the letters, first from Linda Makov of Columbus, Ohio. She writes, I am blown away reading Angela Kebeb's pieces. Such a gift. They wake me, no, they shake me from complacency and inspire me with courage, hope, and eagerness. Again, thank you, Angela, for sharing your gifts and blessings with so many with your writing. Janet Kittless of Glenview, Illinois writes, Forgiving others isn't an optional activity for Christians because Jesus taught us to pray in this manner, Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Forgiveness doesn't mean that the offender escapes accountability, but it does mean that the forgiver desires reconciliation or at least doesn't wish harm to the offender. This too was taught to us by Jesus. His word from the cross, Father, forgive, confirmed that he was in accord with the Father's plan to reconcile the word to God's self in Christ. And Paul goes on to say that we are entrusted with the ministry of reconciliation. Is forgiving hard? Yes, especially when we consider those we regard as enemies or those who engage in criminal activity. In these cases, is forgiveness optional? No, we will sometimes fail to forgive, yes, but fortunately, we have a God who forgives. This letter from Marcia Brown of Hamburg, New York. I was surprised that the article on the sharing of peace didn't include the most liturgical and the most basic reason, to be at peace with the community before approaching the Lord's Supper. You offer peace to your neighbor who you argued with last week and you still bear a slight grudge. You share peace with the unemployed man that you've often thought to be just too lazy to look for a job. You exchange peace with the single mother who you consider immoral, and they share the peace back to you, whom they find sometimes opinionated and judgmental. The playing field has now been leveled. We're all equals. And in this spiritual state, we all come to the table. Michelle Wheeler of Whitehall, Michigan writes, My husband and I became Lutheran in 2002, and I've been reading the magazine ever since then. I'm confused and dismayed by the number of letters with the political bent that the magazine and the ELCA used to be conservative but is now ultra-liberal. I really don't see politics in the articles, and I'm surprised that some readers do. What I see in the articles is the highlight of inclusion and welcoming in the church, which seems to be what Jesus taught. What's political about that?